This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The United States and the United Kingdom joined Israel on Sunday in alleging Iran carried out a fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was no justification for this attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior. 3 years after NASA's InSight lander arrived on Mars, its data reveals that Mars is larger, lighter, and has a more liquid core than previously thought. Bruce Bannert, the principal investigator of the Mars InSight mission, talks about what that means for us Earthlings.
How it changed from just kind of a ball of kind of gray, indistinguishable meteoritic material to the diverse planet we have today with oceans and continents.
This is USA Radio News. I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The Taliban has started to make inroads in two of Afghanistan's major cities. Airports in the second and fourth largest cities in the country, Kandahar and Herat, were struck by rockets launched by the insurgent group on Saturday, the Washington Post reported. The newspaper reported it is the first time that the Taliban has advanced in those two cities in almost 20 years. CNN's Harry Enten looks at the data around the COVID-19 vaccine that shows that you have a 25 times greater chance of dying from COVID-19 if you are unvaccinated, and that those who are vaccinated have more than a 99% chance of surviving an infection. He says the group most unconcerned about the Delta variant is the unvaccinated.
There was an Axios Ipsos poll, extremely or very concerned about the Delta variant. Among vaccinated adults, it was 54%. Among unvaccinated adults, it was just 25%. And this might be part of the reason why these unvaccinated folks aren't getting vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
President Joe Biden entered office vowing to reverse what he cast as cruel policies put in place by President Donald Trump. The Biden administration has a new border strategy focused on illegal migration. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration unveiled its strategy last week for dealing with the surge of illegal immigration at the southern border. Focusing on the root causes of migration from Central America, the strategy unveiled by Vice President Kamala Harris cites corruption, poverty, trafficking, and violence as main root causes driving people to the U.S. border, and promised more sustained efforts to help those countries address them. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says he's not confident in the White House's policy proposal. He tells Fox News that the president should focus on areas where the U.S. already has the authority to address the issue on our own border.
They don't give any substance to how they're actually going to do it. They talk about corruption inside of those countries. They talk about the democratic process inside of those countries. They talk about the rule of law inside of those countries. We don't have any authority in those countries. Where we do have authority and where we can make a difference is right right at our borders. And if we would do what we need to do, we could shut this off immediately. We saw that under President Donald Trump. This administration just will not do what they need to do to secure our border right now in real time.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernhards.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Phil Hotzenpiller joins us now, president founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, where all the ruckus is going on. Because you are ruckus epicenter, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh. We are in the belly of the beast, no doubt about it. And just add an extra layer of drama with the recall of Newsom, which we're so excited about.
That's so much fun. Yeah.
You know, I think as a going-away party, we should all just kind of pitch in and get him a gift certificate for white laundry. What do you think?
Well, why not? Or a mask. Get him a mask. He needs a mask. I don't know. But, hey, I don't know if you caught this over the weekend. Dallas Jenkins, who had a birthday last week, by the way, from The Chosen, okay, he wrote this on the Twitter. Actually, it was on Facebook, and it went Facebook crazy. He says, so I have no problem getting the vaccine. I'm not afraid of it or morally opposed. I am. That's a whole other deal. We can talk about that later. But I'm confused as to why I should do it. As the experts are saying, people are not only still getting COVID with the vaccine, but they're capable of spreading it. So if I'm capable of spreading it, whether I get it or not, and if I'm not going to end up in the hospital, whether I get it or not, I've already had it and had few symptoms, don't get sick as a rule, and the therapeutics these days are great anyway. And if the death rate is even tinier than it was, and the symptoms for those who care about getting it, get the vaccine, and then get it anyway, are minor, that's what the need for me to get it? I'm genuinely confused.
Well, and I think you bring out a great point.
Mm-hmm.
If the vaccine is not working, if the vaccine is seems to be spreading in the counties here in California that are the higher than average percentage of fully vaccinated residents,
mm-hmm.
those people are finding that they're getting the Delta variant, and they're contributing to this greater than places that do not have not gotten the jab.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's so much going on here. I always say when it's confusing, follow the money.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Because, you know, there's no other way to look at this.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to follow the money or follow the control.
Exactly.
And I think both those things go together. You know, once you get so much money, Bill, which is not my problem,
mm-hmm.
once you get so much money, it seems like money doesn't become the important thing. It then becomes mm-hmm. power and control.
Right.
And I think we see that in people like Bill Gates and others,
mm-hmm.
Soros and those who just are driven to just more control, more control, more control.
Right. See, this is why we can't relate to people who are addicted to, you know, whether it's power or control or money, because when you're a son and daughter of the king, it's irrelevant, isn't it? I mean, it just goes away. It's amazing how that vapors, right?
Well, yeah. And, you know, think about this. I'm going to go back to a site that I really like. It's called The Defender, and it's mm-hmm. Robert Kennedy Jr. He's not politically mm-hmm. aligned where I am, but mm-hmm. when it comes to vaccines, complete alignment. We just mm-hmm. spoke at our at our event here we had in Anaheim, as you know. But
right.
he had an article on the 29th, and here's the headlines. Pfizer projects $33 billion, that's with a B, in COVID vaccine revenues driven by boosters and vaccines for kids. Now, that's just yes. the boosters and vaccines for kids. $33 billion. So what's the total revenue? I mean, it could be $100 billion. Who knows where it is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, people do a lot for $1 billion.
Right. And how does that translate to donations to the Democrats and Joe Biden?
Well, you know, I don't know if they need it, you know, right? I mean, Joe has just got, seems to have everything in control, and the Democrats seem to be running a Venezuelan dictatorship here. So get ready for a hairy ride, because I guarantee these mid-year are going to be unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the contest that's going to come down because of voter fraud? You know, I'm convinced it was voter fraud. I don't know about you, Bill.
No, I am too. And equally so, let me tell you, Department of Justice is convinced there was voter fraud. So much so that they're doing everything they can to squash any investigation. Have you noticed their actions lately? Mayor Garden, what he's doing?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, well, you know what? It's not a good sign if, you know, what are the options? I sit down with Patrick Byrne at our event, and I mm-hmm. think you were there as well.
Yes, right.
For that interview.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, so what happens? What are the options if, let's say, Arizona comes up and says, we don't have enough votes. We're pulling our electoral votes back. Okay, so what do they get, 11? I can't remember. So they pull those 11 away, and if that number gets below 270, now what do? You've got a real dilemma in America, because you've got a president that's been seated who didn't win.
Who really isn't legitimate. I mean, after all they said about Donald Trump and all the money they spent, our money, by the way, to prove his illegitimacy and found that there was no such thing, all based on a bogus write-up by... by a spy, a foreign spy, go figure. I mean, it's such a mess. But here it is. We went through that exercise, and now we have so much more evidence. And, of course, we're going to find out more, as you discussed with Mike Lindell also at that conference. And you had a great conversation with him. And, of course, the big reveal happens a week from tomorrow, that 72-hour symposium. And it has scared even Fox to such a degree that Fox said, hey, look, we're not going to run your ad. And so Mike says, I'm not going to run my ads either. So I'm canceling $50 million of revenue that you would have gotten. I'm canceling this because you won't run my ad. So how does the cancel culture feel about being canceled now?
I love it. I really do love it. And I don't know mm-hmm. if you know this, but we have the cyber symposium that Mike is doing.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually taken that.
Oh, good.
And we're going to stream that live on our site. But
okay.
Are you ready for this? We're going to have a split screen, and we're going to have commentator going through that the whole time. So the two hosts of that will be Yvonne Pulitzer.
Oh,
and
Patrick wow.
Byrne. Yep, and
oh.
then we've got five others that he's recruited to be a part of an expert panel.
They're going to do the commentary. You know, Jovan Pulitzer, this guy's a picking genius. I mean, you're talking the guy who created the QR, right?
Yep. Well, he has become a good friend of American Faith, so this will be an American Faith exclusive. So
wow.
basically what we envisioned was that this cyber symposium is going on, and then you need somebody to go, okay, what does that mean? You know,
yes.
break that down for me. Put that in layman's terms. And so we estimate that it's going to stream, ours alone is going to stream to about 7 million.
Wow. Wow. That's huge. Because you're exactly right. Because sometimes when you get, because even with Jovan Pulitzer, is when he starts breaking down, when he's talking about, because I've seen a couple of presentations, and particularly when he talks about the cyber activity coming in, you know, from Taiwan. I thought it was China, but they're identifying it as Taiwan, as best I understand. Taiwan, and then also I think there was Iran and also Russia, but particularly Taiwan. The incoming of cyber activity coming on election night is unquestionable, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. It's going to be a heck of a fun ride over the next 60 days, I guarantee you.
Oh, without a
see
doubt.
What happens and yep.
Well, this is why Mike says that, because basically what he's laying out is the DNA of a crime, right? And so
yep.
when you realize, whoa, wait a minute, we just had a crime here in front of God and everybody. Now, what are you going to do about it? But this is why Mike Lindell is so convinced that the evidence is so compelling that the Supreme Court, for the sake of this Democratic Republic, will have to vote 9-0, right?
Yeah, I think that's the interesting scenario.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Phil Hotzenpiller after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, that's the word for all of us. You know, don't lose hope. Maybe we just haven't seen it yet. You know, Phil Hotzenpiller is with us, the president and founder of American Faith. You know, Phil, you know, I was thinking about it this morning again as in my devotion time of, you know, a conversation I had with Jonathan Kahn about, you know, that every 19 years or so in America's history, there's been a shaking. And the shaking was a shaking, you know, by God to get America's attention. And he says about every 19 years, there's cycles. 19 years ago, we had, last year, we had, of course, 9/11. And that was a serious shaking. And then here we are, 19 years later, we go to 2020, and we have this pandemic. And people are asking, you know, is God judging us? Well, you know, my question back to them is, what do you think? You know, based on where we are right now as a culture, you know, consider it in the light of God, of all that you can maybe understand about God right now, because everybody in their different conditions, because, you know, we've all been influenced by the culture, and we have along the way adjusted our perspective about God based on the influence of the culture. So my prayer is that we'd be able to see God outside of that. And that's why I was talking to you a couple of weeks ago, is the challenge we have right now is that the call is we need to ascend to God. And when we come face to face with God, then we'll see it as he does. And if we get that perspective, then you can have true change. The true change, I mean, that we're all looking for, you know, memo to the world, it's not going to happen from the Joe Biden administration. It's not going to happen from Nancy Pelosi, Governor Newsom, or any other worldly person. It's going to be by the hand of Almighty God himself. And I know you agree with that perspective, but I want to get you to expand on that a little bit more.
Well, here's the thought. Is God judging America? He doesn't have to. We judge ourselves. God's mm-hmm. greatest judgment, if you read the Bible, is he allows our own devices to judge us.
Yes.
And his greatest judgment is neglect. So the lack of favor, for example, would result in what would feel like judgment or a downward spiral of a nation.
Mm-hmm.
So all God had to do in Isaiah 5 was to pull back his hand from Israel and let neglect overtake, let the enemies overtake. But he wasn't overtly judging them. Mm-hmm. He was saying, you're violating my commands. Therefore, these are the consequences when you do that. And I think that is a lot more palatable.
Yes.
I think
that's a good way to
biblical,
put it. Yeah.
You know, than the idea that, well, you know, we just had a big storm, it must be God. Well, it could be. It could be just a bad storm.
right, you know? Exactly. But the idea that you would think that it must be God, that should tell you something, right?
Yeah.
Whether even though your theology may be off and you're exactly right, because sometimes we turn God into this big, you know, spiritual hammer that comes out of the sky and you know, is whacking us like whack-a-mole or something like that. But you're, you know, I agree with you, is that, you know, it's just, you know, you turn your back on God, and guess what? And God turns his back on you and you lose his favor and connection. You know, heaven help us.
And here's what I also think it does, Bill. I think it gives us a better standing when we talk to people who aren't followers of Christ. Because when they think that every natural disaster, if that's our line, every bad thing that happens must be God's judgment, then we lose our place at the table. I think we have to go back and go, there are consequences, just like for lawlessness, if we don't have law enforcement, lawlessness comes. That's a consequence of failing to do good.
Right.
And I think that is a biblical perspective that's a lot more palatable, let's say, to the uninitiated into the kingdom of God.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I think for the longest time I've been using, this is what God has shown me about the law of gravity. You know, it's there and people still want to challenge it. Okay, well, good luck. You know, you fall off the roof. Ow, that hurt. Well, you know, what did you learn from the it's in place. There's certain bumper guides that are in place by his wisdom and his love that is there, that when we violate the laws, you know, it's nothing that he has to do. Just like you said, we impale ourselves. And, you know, but you're exactly right. I think the way we need to frame that is in a way that, look, there's going to be there's built-in consequences, because that's the way God designed the world. Because, you know, the whole purpose of all this is so that we will come back to him, right?
Oh, exactly. And that was the, I think Isaiah 5 is the most applicable chapter for what's happening in America today. And he said, basically, I gave you the best land. I gave you the best grapes. I gave you sunshine and rain. You built a wall. But because of your disobedience, I'm going to cause the wall to fall down. I'm going to cause the wild beasts to come. I'm going to cause the rain to cease. And he said, you were the vineyard. You were what I wanted. You were the grapes from the Sorek Valley. But now you're going to suffer the consequences of your neglect of God. And that is indeed what I see. Franklin said something. Let me see if I can pull this quote out of the back of my mind here. He said, I've lived a long time. The longer I live, the more convincing proofs I've seen of this truth, that God governs the affairs of mankind. If a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it possible that an empire could rise without his aid? We've been assured in the sacred book, unless the Lord builds a house, they who build it labor in vain.
Amen. Well, you know,
Franklin had it right.
Yeah,
Franklin
exactly.
had it right. You know,
yeah, that was godly wisdom. Yeah, go ahead.
Right?
Yes.
So I think the call is a callback. Let's go back to things that work and just happen to be the things that work come from God. Because it's clear that we're going to see, I think we're going to see a real big, hard pushback on this latest strategy to remask everybody, to force vaccinations on people. I just see it coming big time, personally.
Phil, for me, I had a conversation with Dr. John Zemerek on Friday from stream.org. John's brilliant. And I got to tell you, I had thought there was at least one of the vaccines, I thought it was Johnson & Johnson vaccine, that did not utilize any form of aborted fetal cells, tissues. Now, I'm not a scientist, so I may be using the exact language, because you know how the scientists are, especially when it gets in politics. It has to be wordsmithed in such a way that gives them a way out that says, well, it's not exactly, but when you read what they did in testing, they did use some form, fashion, whatever you want to call it, you know, chain cells, whatever, you know, aspects of aborted fetal tissue. And, of course, I thought there was an exception, but then I had to reread it and found out it was every one of them. Well, and the other irony is this, no animal testing. So here it is. They didn't try it on animals, protected PETA and everybody else in that particular interest. But when it came to aborted fetuses, that's okay. And so, you know, this really brings into question, you know, a religious conflict. I, you know, understanding that now, I cannot accept the injection of vaccination. And of course, I can get in trouble by saying this, but on religious grounds, because that's inconsistent with my faith. I cannot participate. And that's my choice.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that you just hit the key here is choice. Look, I don't know why it was my body, my choice before the jab. And now it's not your body and it's not your choice anymore. So if you work for example, Walmart just mandated this. If you work for Walmart, you will get the jab or you will lose your job.
Right.
Okay? So to me, they're violating my freedom. Number two, they're violating my Fourth Amendment rights in my confidentiality and some of those issues. So there's a lot happening today in our world.
Yeah. What happened to all the HIPAA laws?
Yeah, those are gone.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, this,
but again, the whole idea, and I answered Dallas's Facebook deal by saying, don't you see this as a preconditioning of what are things to come down the road? I mean, is this the modern mark of the beast, Phil? 20 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize it.
It's definitely a precursor to what's coming. I agree 100%. Read Revelation 13. See what you think. Listening audience, read Revelation 13.
He's the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, Phil Hotzenpiller. Thank you, Phil. God bless, buddy.
Thank you.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. As teachers and students gear up for the new school year, parents are stocking up on snack time treats and lunchbox favorites. Busy families juggling school and afternoon care or activities can now make meal prep easier than ever thanks to Amazon's grocery delivery offerings. Amazon makes it easier and more convenient for all families to access affordable, healthy food this school year. Customers paying with SNAP EBT can use their benefits on Amazon to order a vast selection of shelf-staple pantry items, including cereal, granola bars, trail mix, and dried fruit that keep kids fueled throughout the day. Plus, customers in select cities can get fresh fruits and veggies, dairy products like milk and yogurt, and lunch meat and proteins delivered to your door from Amazon Fresh. There is no membership or minimum spend required for customers paying with SNAP EBT. For more information and to enroll your benefits, visit amazon.com/snap.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The United States and the United Kingdom joined Israel on Sunday in alleging Iran carried out a fatal drone strike on an oil tanker off the coast of Oman in the Arabian Sea. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was no justification for this attack, which follows a pattern of attacks and other belligerent behavior. 3 years after NASA's InSight lander arrived on Mars, its data reveals that Mars is larger, lighter, and has a more liquid core than previously thought. Bruce Bannert, the principal investigator of the Mars InSight mission, talks about what that means for us Earthlings.
How it changed from just kind of a ball of kind of gray, indistinguishable meteoritic material to the diverse planet we have today with oceans and continents.
This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Jordan Goodman, yes, America's money answers man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. He's got all the 911 and all the 911 things that we need to have the 911 things on. And so here he is. Hey, Mr. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, where are we with that infrastructure thing? I mean,
There's two tracks. There's what I call the hard infrastructure, where they're making progress. They're writing the legislation. It seems like there's some bipartisanship. They're talking about $1.2 trillion. Some of that money has already been allocated for COVID relief, would be moved towards bridges and roads, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's got a pretty good chance of going through on one hand. On the other hand, you've got what I call the soft infrastructure bill, which is the $3.5 trillion, which is all of these social programs, which sound wonderful. We just don't happen to have the money for any of them. Universal pre-K education, free community college for anybody who wants it, help for the elderly, disabled, all kinds of wonderful things that are what I would call soft infrastructure.
Right.
That the Republicans do not want to do at all. So I think the Democrats are going to try to put that through on a reconciliation process, which means there would be zero Republican support at all. Every single Democrat to make it happen. That may not happen.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, you're talking a horrendous a lot of money. I mean, under the hard infrastructure bill, it's just short of a trillion. But you add in the soft, now we're talking three and counting.
Well, the soft alone is $3.5 trillion.
Okay.
And the hard is about $1.2 trillion. Give or take a few hundred billion there, but who's
counting? Well, of course,
counting, hey. But that's not going to happen. This is at a time when inflation has already been picking up. I mean, we have the latest reading on inflation. The consumer level was 5.4%.
Right.
And we're seeing more pressure on wages, which in one way is good, people getting paid more, but it means that businesses have to pass those higher wage costs on in the form of higher prices. So we're already in the beginning of an inflationary cycle. And if we have, never mind the soft infrastructure, if we have the hard infrastructure bill, that's going to add a lot of demand to the economy, both for materials and workers, who we don't have. We've got 9 million unfilled jobs out there.
Right. I mean, we're still looking for wood now, right?
We are. I mean, so this whole infrastructure bill, as much as it's needed, and I agree it's needed, the hard infrastructure anyway.
I'm with you on that, 100%.
But it's going to be inflationary.
Yeah.
I mean, we're already seeing that. And companies are under tremendous pressure because of the cost of their products going up that they have to pass on to consumers. So Fed Reserve Chairman Powell says, we're not going back to the late 70s. We're not going to have an inflationary spiral. Don't worry about it. Well, a lot of private economists are worried about it. And it's one of the biggest concerns by business executives and economists these days.
Right. Well, and meanwhile, they invent new terms like transitory. Well, this is all like it's maybe an unwelcome visitor that comes in for a while, but they're going to be gone. You know, and the thing is that leaves it just a little bit suspect for me, Jordan, and I don't know, maybe I'm, you know, too cynical here or something, but it just seems that there's a language, there's a code when the Democrats are in ruling authority versus with Donald Trump.
Right. Well, that's right. Transitory, what they're saying is there have been supply chain issues, which there have been, related to things shutting down with the pandemic and now opening up to some extent.
Yeah.
And that is true, but this is beyond transitory.
Yes.
I mean, you're getting long-term wage price increases. Just to give you one example, housing. Okay, the latest numbers just came out. The average house price was up 16% year over year. The average around the country. We're now well over $350,000 for the average house price. And that's, a lot of people can't afford that. So home affordability is becoming a real problem. And just think of all that what goes into a house, lumber and copper and carpeting and all the things. All these things are going up as well. So that's just one example of the inflationary cycle that's really starting to take hold here. So what's amazing to me is while you have inflation going at 5% plus, interest rates have been falling. Normally, interest rates would be rising.
Exactly.
But the long-term 10-year treasury is down to 1.2%. It had been about 1.5, 1.6, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been falling. The bond market is telling you the economy is getting weaker. And I think to some extent that's because the virus is still out there, the Delta variant. A lot of states are still having partial shutdowns or mask mandates and so on. We're not over this thing by any means, and that's what the bond market's telling you.
Exactly. Well, and of course now we're talking about vaccine mandates. This is not going to bode well. I mean, the thing is there's so much at risk here, Jordan, when we let go of this free market mentality. You know, it's like, wow, you know, another step closer to socialism and the collective here. It's precarious times. Go ahead.
It is, but I mean, more on the financial front. I mean, certainly on the health front,
right.
People want to get this vaccine out there. We've got about 100 million Americans that have still not been vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And all the people that are going to hospitals and dying are not vaccinated, basically. So you want to kind of get that done.
Mm-hmm.
And if people aren't going to do it, we have to mandate it either by employers. Looks like the federal government is going to mandate it for all 2 million federal employees. States are doing it. New York City, I mean, places are doing that because it's just not, we haven't gone far enough to do that. So that's one thing to tell.
But isn't it telling, though, why people are resisting? I mean, why is it? Is it just that they've decided to be ornery and they don't want to participate in this, or do they have legitimate concerns?
The people that are dying are not vaccinated. So, I mean, I've had the vaccine myself, and I've had side effects. I've had vertigo for over 4 months because of the vaccine. And even though I've got a side effect I'm not happy with, I'm still glad I got the vaccine.
Right.
So, you know, I think there's a lot of fear out there. It's almost like a political thing. It's like, I don't want to be vaccinated by Democrats or something like that.
But, yeah, but this was a vaccine that was created by Republicans.
That's true.
This was
Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Right. So, I mean, you know, the deal is that, again, we're supposedly a free country. Maybe we're looking at the last days of a free country where people can do, you know, do the right thing and do the responsible sort of thing. But, you know, when you even have medical people hesitant to get vaccinated. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people in that unvaccinated makeup there. It's not all Trump voters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not all Trump voters, okay?
That's right.
So people need to take a breath here and calm down.
But I'm just saying on an economic front, if things start closing down again because of the vaccine, that's going to hurt the economy. We kind of had this vision that it was over and we're opening up and we're going to get back to normal and all that. Well, because it's been popping up pretty strongly in a lot of places, that's not happening. So I think that's what's
Well, when you say popping up in a lot of places, you see, this is the thing. You know, and I've been asking for these numbers. This is like they say, well, everybody that goes into the hospital right now has died, you know, that has not been vaccinated. Well, okay. Well, what are the – give me the numbers, I mean, that you have. I don't expect you to. That's not your job. But, you know, whatever.
Well, I mean, in areas that are not vaccinated, we're seeing a pretty sharp rise in hospitalizations and positivity cases and all the things that were – and this is the summer. This is supposed to be the downtime. It's supposed to be worse in the winter. Mm-hmm. So if hospitalization and positivity rates are rising now in the middle of summer, the feeling is we could get a fourth wave come the fall. And so we have to get this under control. So, I mean, some states are doing quite well. Some states are doing terribly. And those are the states that are going to keep closing down. I mean, even places like California, they've got mask mandates now.
Right,
they
exactly.
were doing well, and now they're not anymore. So that's a big economic concern as well as a health concern.
Yeah, no doubt about it that this is having – and you say it's a health concern, economic concern. It is a fundamental concern about, you know, about the future. Of our country and our liberties, because that's a battle that we're having right now, Jordan, as people say, well, what happened to freedom here? Am I giving up freedom? And then these mandated vaccines and the technology that could go into it, some of the implications are quite scary. And you just go, my goodness, what are we doing?
And we may have a booster on top of that. We may have have a third vaccine as well, because if the antibodies die off, there'll be a whole other wave of mandates on top of that.
But exactly.
We're mandating boosters.
Yeah, it was interesting on Fox that one of the residing doctors who comes on talked about the veracity and the quality of having had COVID before and what it does in terms of its vaccine. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, the Fox talking heads were their heads were exploding.
Yep.
You know, they could not buy in that. I mean, they're not even doctors, but this is a doctor saying, hey, this is, you know, and this again, this is all part of the argument that goes into this that is not necessarily helpful, that we need to know it's having awareness, you know, having proper awareness of what's going into your body.
It is.
How can people be in touch with you?
So my website's moneyanswers.com. I get emails from your listeners all the time, and I'm always glad to help them.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. Today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
With you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And Adam Holtz is going to be joining us, director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. And he is with us now. Hey, Adam, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Are you as confused as our good friend Dallas Jenkins is regarding this virus? I'll tell you, he lit up Facebook over the weekend just by writing a simple post. Oh, by the way, happy birthday to Dallas. His birthday was last week. He says, so I have no problem getting the vaccine. He says, I'm not afraid of it or morally opposed. I have a different position on that, and maybe there's something he might be missing, but we'll talk about that in a moment. He says, but I am confused as to why I should do it if, as the experts are saying, people are not only still getting COVID with the vaccine, but they're capable of spreading it. So if I'm capable of spreading it, whether I get it or not, and if I'm not going to end up in the hospital, whether I get it or not, I've already had it and had few symptoms and don't get sick as a rule, and the therapeutics these days are great anyway, and if the death rate is even tinier than it was, and the symptoms for those who care about getting it, get the vaccine and then get it anyway, are minor, then what's the need for me to get it? I'm genuinely confused. I think that's an honest perspective and probably reflects a good percentage of those of us who have not been vaccinated.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that completely. And I think obviously with this whole Delta variant phenomena, there is fear and anxiety that it is more contagious and perhaps more virulent. But again, I mean, I had a very similar conversation with one of my kids, and they're like, well, if we're going to go back into lockdowns and have to wear masks anyway, what's the point of getting a vaccination? So
right.
if the public health push is to get people vaccinated, suggesting that we're going to have to lock down and do all the stuff we did last year, even if we have been vaccinated, it feels logical to say, well, isn't that a disincentive for people to consider vaccination? So
right.
I share Dallas's sort of head scratching confusion on that.
Yeah, to me, the moral issue came out really clear. On Friday, I talked with Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org. And I don't know why. I mean, I thought, Adam, that there was at least one of the vaccines that was not tested on aborted fetal cells. Okay?
Right.
And they have a wordsmithing way to kind of present this. I'm giving it to you just as a humanoid to another humanoid, non-professional, non-science,
sure.
Gobbledygook, okay? So I'm just giving straight. So, that was a bit of a surprise to me. And I have not been vaccinated, had COVID like you, and my doctors have said, look, your immune system is better than the vaccine. So don't get some medicine that you don't need to take, is the way they put it. And I said, okay, I'll go with you. That's my doctor. I mean, this is what, our medical freedoms are about, right?
Right.
And so, I've chosen to go that way, although we're about ready to go to Hawaii. And last time I was unable to get on the plane because that's when I got COVID. And even though I was already past it, the PCR test was still showing that I had remnants of it. But that's just the nature of the test. Now, the quick test said that I was negative, but the quick test isn't what Hawaiian Airlines needs to let you get on board, or the state of Hawaii to let you come in without being, draconianly, restricted and all that, and quarantined. So all that being said, so in looking at this, and I said, gosh, I got to look into this even further myself. So I did, and sure enough, every one of the vaccinations involved testing on aborted fetus cells. Okay. And interestingly enough, and ironically enough, you know what? They didn't do any testing on dogs or animals. Okay, so PETA's happy with that, and PP, Planned Parenthood is happy, with how that's come down. And so yes, I do have a moral issue with it, and on religious grounds, I would not accept it. And that's just on one point, not even talking about whether or not, why the FDA has been so slow in approving. What do they know that we don't know?
Yeah. No, I think that there's two things. I mean, we have a story, whether it's the story of the vaccine or the story of the variants, that's continually shifting, right?
Right.
And we throw that into the media blender, from all the way to the right, all the way to the left, and all of the perspectives that one can suss out of that if you want to. Whatever you believe, you can probably find somebody that supports that position. And so
without a doubt.
And I think what that leaves us with is, well, what is our freedom? What is our right to sort through this on our own, without undue compulsion to do X, Y, or Z?
Exactly.
Without
recriminations,
right?
Because that's what it's coming up to. It's
right.
It's us against them, right? The
right.
Vaccinated against the vaccinated, and to listen to even governors of states, the way they're talking about people who have not been vaccinated. How dare you put us at threat, and yada yada, the whole deal, all the scare tactics that they're implying, and forget about the scare tactics. It's they're having us at each other's throats. We're not, considerate of, the Constitution and the freedoms that we enjoy. I mean, there are legitimate reasons for people not wanting, not to mention the other thing is for people of faith is like, and I question this in my Facebook post in response to Dallas, is, are we being preconditioned here? I mean, think about it. There's vaccine mandates. They're now saying you can't go to school. You can't fly. There's travel restricted on and on. Before there were certain stores that wouldn't allow you to come in if you didn't comply and all this. I mean, wow. This is short of the official mark of the beast, is it not?
Right. Well, and I'll mark of the beast notwithstanding. I mean, I think, are we in that territory? I don't know. That's above my pay grade.
Yeah, but you could see where people could be conditioned.
Sure,
Sure.
Right? That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, are we being set up to where the next move of compliance gets us a step closer yet? Because I got to tell you, when I first read the book of Revelations, and I'm saying, how is that going to happen? And then with each decade that goes by in my lifetime, I'm seeing more and more, I'm going, oh, okay, this is how this happens.
Yep. Well, I mean, this is just a short story, but, and it's not of huge dramatic import, but my 14-year-old son and his youth group took a retreat to Breckenridge this weekend. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to do some outdoor stuff at, you know, an outdoor park on the mountain, and it rained, so they had to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they couldn't eat, and they couldn't do any of the businesses because none of them took cash. You had to have exact change if you were going to use cash. And, of course, the mountain towns are more liberal. They're more progressive because mm-hmm. of I'm not actually sure why that is, but that's certainly the case in Colorado. But his youth group ended up mostly just walking around town and then went back to their cabin and watched movies because nobody would take their money. And I just thought that was astounding, Bill, that we're at a place where commerce has, you know, shut down over these sorts of rules and regulations, and they were disappointed, you know.
Yeah, I bet.
And you know, they tried to go to Plan B, and Plan B told them, yeah, well, actually, we don't want your money. Go home. And I think that's a microcosm of the much bigger kind of control that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it moves us down the road closer to there. That's what we're starting to see, and this is what Revelation is all about.
Yeah.
Is that we, you know, and John gave it to us for a reason. Jesus gave it to reason. Say, hey, heads up here, you know, nothing new under the sun. Just want you to know this is around the bend. And here we are. We're dealing with this. And and meanwhile, you go, okay, Lord, where's your love and mercy? And we are His hands and His heart on this. And we need to reject those things that would promote us being at each other's throats, the vaccinated versus the unvaccinated.
And, you know, my hesitancy to talk about the mark of the beast is not because it's not a real thing. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's in Revelation. I think it's certainly there's conditioning going on there. I think, you know, I look at our recent history globally of, you know, China and the Cultural Revolution. You look at what happened with the Russian Revolution, and you think, oh, that could never happen here. Surely we wouldn't be that dumb.
How about Cuba?
Yeah, I mean, here Cuba, it is. Exactly. And with, Venezuela.
Yeah, and I just wrote a commentary about, I think we need to get all the kids on school buses. Let's get them down to Cuba, a little Havana down there, and get a little civics lesson from the people that know, that can tell them how the creep of communism comes upon them and the promises that are left unfulfilled, death and everything else that goes along with it.
Yeah, well, you know, we're being conditioned for that kind of potential outcome as well. But whatever the conditioning is, whatever the outcome of the conditioning is, it's not good. I think we can certainly agree on that.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, PluggedIn.com, you reviewed Jungle Cruise. What do you think?
Oh, Jungle Cruise. You know, let's just import every progressive idea we can think of into this, you know, innocuous and slightly silly story. That's the short version.
Yeah. And to think that it came from Disney.
Yeah, well, Disney's at the vanguard of that these days.
Yeah, unbelievable. Stillwater?
You know, Stillwater, I'm going to tell you the truth. I have been on vacation for 2 weeks, so I haven't even read our Stillwater review. So,
okay.
I could try to fake it, but it would be better for me to just say, come to Plugged In and check it out.
Check it out. They got also The Green Knight, 9 days old, OLD, Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins. I think we talked about that previously with your Paul. Replacement with Paul. Paul did a great job for you. Pinched it. He got a home run for you. I want you to know that. He's excellent. Great. Hey, all the best to you and the kids and the family. Appreciate it.
You bet, Bill.
Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152.
$2. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.